بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, we will continue to learn about envy and evil eye, diseases of the heart related to shaitan. But at the beginning, let us remember hadith of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. He said, don't hate each other, don't envy one another, and don't turn away from one another, and don't cut the ties with one another. Actually, this is the religion of Islam, the religion of mercy, which actually is based on peace and mercy. As Allah the Almighty said in Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7, verse number 156, and my mercy embraces everything. This is the Prophet of Islam who was sent as a mercy to the mankind, Prophet Muhammad. May Allah's peace and blessing be upon him. The religion of Islam actually is the religion of peace, as all acts of violence targeting civilians are forbidden haram in Islam. Actually, those who kill by the name of Islam are in reality destroying Muslims all over the world and destroying the religion of Islam. They are harming Muslims, they are harming humanity, they are harming Allah's religion. We Muslims all are against those criminals whom they kill the civilians in Paris all over the world. We are all against them, we are against their peace. We are against their values. We are against their goals. And actually, we feel very sorry for the victims. And all our prayers are for the victims. We must clarify it every day and every minute that we Muslims are all against terrorism. Let us now, inshallah, continue our class. Today, inshallah. Today, inshallah, we will learn the symptoms of being affected by an evil eye, and also we will learn symptoms of envy, and inshallah, we will learn how to protect ourselves against envy and evil eye. Let us start our class by learning some wise words of a wise man. Actually, these words are, the envious fought against his Lord by four ways. We will know how the envious is actually fighting against Allah by four ways, so that we will learn how the envious is a loser. Number one, the envious hated every blessing appeared on anyone other than him. Number two, he objected to the decree of Allah by saying, why did you give so and so such grace? Number three, he wanted to withhold the grace of Allah, which Allah bestowed on whom he wills. Number four, he obeyed Iblis, the cursed shaitan. So we must be sure all the time that the envious is a rare loser in every aspect of in this life and in the life to come. Let us now learn about the symptoms of envy and evil eye. We will start by learning about symptoms of evil eye. If someone looks to you with an evil eye, sometimes there are some symptoms. Okay? Those symptoms actually vary from one case to the other. Okay? But mostly they are around what we will learn today. Number one, headache. Headache that moves from one side to another. Number two, pallor. Change of the color of the face, pallor, yellowish color of the face. You know, you will look pale.
Pale, okay.
Pale means yellow. Number three, sadness and anxiety. Number four, weak appetite. Number five, insomnia. Insomnia means inability to sleep at night, difficult in sleeping. Number five, excessive sweating. Number six, palpitation of the heart. palpitation increase in the heartbeats, palpitation of the heart. Number six, tingling. Number seven, pain in the lower back and shoulders. Number eight, tendency to sleep. So it is either inability to sleep or tendency to sleep most of the time. Next, strong reaction due to abnormal fear. This is the people, they have phobia. They start to have phobia. Okay? So it is a strong reaction due to abnormal fear. Next, withdrawal from the community. So actually these are mostly the symptoms of those whom they have the evil eye, and as I mentioned, they vary in some cases, and there may be more or less in other cases. Now regarding the symptoms of envy, actually when envy afflicts the person, he will lose the desire, for example, to work, to go to college, the desire to do the homework. He will actually have the tendency not to do the responsibility, and also withdrawal from the community, apathy, and number four, pain in the lower back and shoulders. So the symptoms are similar in both of them, okay? And it is up to the situation to know you have envy or you have the evil eye. Someone look to you with his eye, this is an evil eye, or someone is envious towards you. Now, we want to learn what is the difference between envy and evil eye. Regarding the evil eye is to put an eye on another one. It is a sort of admiration. The evil eye is a sort of admiration. It may come from a righteous man or a woman. Maybe the one who has the evil eye is a good person, who doesn't have any bad feeling, envy or hatred, and he doesn't intend to harm. Okay? He is not, or she is not realizing that she has an evil eye. Okay? Actually, a man may put an evil eye on his own wealth, on his own child, and on his own family without realizing it. And this is a big problem for some people. They are the envious towards themselves. Okay? They look to the mirror and say, "Oh, today I look very beautiful." So after 5 minutes, he will fall down and he will notice that he broke his arm. Okay, but there was no other person except me in front of the mirror.
If they realize that they are doing that, an evil eye to themselves or their children or wealth, can they correct it?
Yes, they can correct it by saying all the time, "May Allah bless it. May Allah bless me. May Allah bless me." All the time. Whenever he looks to himself or to his kids or to his wealth, he may say, this is what we will learn today, inshallah, "May Allah bless it." All the time. Okay? He say, "Oh my Lord, make it blessed for me. Oh my Lord, make it blessed for me." Or he can say, "As Allah wills, there is no power except with Allah. There is no power except with Allah. Oh my Lord, make it blessed for me. Oh my Lord, make it blessed for me." Okay. So this is regarding the evil eye. Okay. This means that the wishing of the deprivation of the blessings of other is not a must for the evil eye. Okay? While it is a must for envy. This is the difference between envy and evil eye.
Again?
In those whom they have envy, they wish for the deprivation of the blessings of others. So they have bad intention mostly. Oh. But those whom they have evil eye, maybe, you know, it is just admiration even for themselves, and they don't have bad intention. Oh. This is the difference between them. But what is similar between envy and evil eye is that both of them cause harm. Mm-hmm. There is harm at the end. So this is how they are similar and how they are different. Mm-hmm. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So now inshallah we will learn how to protect ourselves against envy and evil eye. Okay? Because actually we must learn that protection is better than treatment. Next week inshallah we will learn treatment. Okay? But today inshallah we will learn about the protection. Number one, seek refuge in Allah from the evil eye. seek refuge, you can write it, seek refuge in Allah from the evil eye. Basically, seek refuge in Allah from the evil eye. Basically, it must be clear to every believer's spirit that only Allah can protect us from evil. This is a basic belief which must be, you know, in the heart of every one of us. The only protector is Allah. Okay? No matter whom we turn to or where we hide, if we don't seek Allah's protection, evil will seek us out. Okay? The proof is from Surah number 6, verse number 17. We will recite now from Surah number 6, Surah Al-An'am, verse number, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 17. Surah number 6, verse number 17. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 17. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 6:17. وإن يمسسك الله بضر فلا كاشف له إلا هو وإن يمسسك بخير فهو على كل شيء قدير.
Yes. If God touch thee with affliction, none can remove it but He. If He touch thee with happiness, He has power over all things.
So actually, this is the proof that the only protector for us is Allah, the Almighty. Okay? So number one, we must seek refuge in Allah from the evil. Number two, the belief in Allah's decree. We must have clear and deep belief in Allah's decree. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessing be upon him, said, "Be mindful of Allah and Allah will protect you. Be mindful of Allah and you will find Him in front of you. If you ask, ask of Allah. And if you seek help, seek help of Allah." And know that if the nation will gather together to benefit you with anything, it would benefit you only with something that Allah has already prescribed for you, and that if they gather together to harm you with anything, they would harm you only with something Allah has already prescribed for you. So actually, this is a very important hadith to clarify to every one of us, sisters, that the only protector is Allah, the Almighty. We must believe in this. None can harm me except by the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, by the will of Allah. Okay? By the will of Allah. So, I must be mindful of Allah so that Allah will protect me. Okay? Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, is giving us, you know, the way to be protected by Allah is to be mindful of Allah. So, all the time we must obey the commands of Allah and be away from what Allah prohibits so that, inshallah, Allah will protect us. Number three, patience. Number three, patience. If you feel that someone is envious, okay, don't fight or be angry with that person, because this will aggravate the situation. Be patient, because if you show those people whom they have envy towards you, if you start to fight with them, this will aggravate the situation. They will hate you more, and they will try to have, you know, more harm for you. So try to be patient. Follow the next advice, which is return good for bad.
Right.
Return good for bad. After being patient and calm, follow the Quranic rule, which is mentioned in Surah number 41, verse number 34 and 35. Surah number 41, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 41, verse number 34 and 35. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم وإما ينزغنك من الشيطان نزغ فاستعذ بالله إنه هو السميع العليم 34 to 36
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And no equal are the good deed and the bad. Repeal evil by that deed which is better. And thereupon the one whom between you and him is an enmity will become as tough as though he was a devoted friend. But none is granted it except those who are patient, and none is granted it except one having a great portion of good. And if there come to you from Satan an evil suggestion, then seek refuge in Allah. Indeed, He is the hearing, the knowing.
So actually, this is a command from Allah the Almighty that we must rebel the evil with one which is better. Allah orders the faithful believers to be patient at the time of anger and to execute those who treat them badly. Then verily, okay, those whom you have enmity with them, they will become close friends. And actually, sister, this is actually very important in Islam, to return good for bad. Because if, as we learned last week, that the one who whom Prophet Muhammad, the man whom Prophet Muhammad repeated three times that he is a man from the paradise, he was the man who had a good heart, clean heart. So if you are clean hearted and someone tried to harm you, out of your clean heart, you will never try to harm him. Because actually when you have clean heart, all the time you will be thinking how to solve the solution, being aware from shaitan. You will never try to use, you know, what the shaitan is trying to command you. You will be all the time trying to avoid the shaitan. So you will try to forgive, you will try to forget, okay? And as Allah is clarifying here, that only those whom they are actually loved by Allah and those whom they will be happy in the hereafter are those whom they forgive and forget. And regarding forgiveness, actually, it can be your habit, because if you try every time when someone tries to harm you to actually to treat him in a good way or to treat her in a good way, by time you will have forgiveness as your nature. You will not be able, you know, to rebel bad, you know, with bad. All the time you will forgive. If you can't forgive, you will try to forget the whole situation. When you come and tell me, remember Sister Mona, when that sister, she did so and so for you, I will tell you, I forgot this completely.
That's right.
Completely. Yeah. I can't remember it. You know?
Yes, yes.
And this is how you differentiate between the hearts of the people. Those whom they keep in, try or they like to keep in their memory, whatever bad happened to them, they are not clean-hearted. Those whom they try to drop the bad events, the bad manners, and only to keep the good in their hearts, they are those whom they have the good hearts, and actually those are whom Allah loves. Why? Because when Allah loves someone, He will make that person to live in peace. You can't live in peace while your heart is full of hatred towards other people. There is no peace at all. Why my heart is full of hatred? Because I remember when Safiya promised to come and she disappeared for a year. I was calling Safiya day and night. There was no Safiya. Now Safiya wants me to be nice with her. Okay, I will be nice from outside. But my heart is full. Okay. No, this means that you never learn anything from the Quran. Actually, I learned forgiveness from the Holy Quran. And when you feel that you like the Quran, by time, believe me, Safiya, you will notice that you are changing. And actually, alhamdulillah, I feel this for me now. Alhamdulillah, this is not out of my nature.
Yeah.
No, this is from Allah. And this is because of the, it's a blessing from the Holy Quran. All the time, you know, you remember, I remember for Safiya that actually she tried to come all the time. She called from another state and when, yes, and when she come, and actually when she returned to the class, she told me, Sister Mona, you changed my spirit. I only keep for Safiya this statement. Sister Mona, you changed my spirit. This is more than enough for me. So I love Safiya too much. Why? Because she mentioned to me what I am looking for, you know. But to keep on following the people with their mistakes, you will never have peace. You will never have mercy. You will never have good time in this life because all the time you will be upset regarding the people around you. And this means that you forget the nature of the human being. We are not angels. We are human beings. Allah the Almighty said, all of you are sinners and the best of you are those whom they repent. So all of us are sinners. So why you want to consider people as angels? Then I am very upset with this one and that one and this one and that one. This is how the people are living nowadays. Yeah. And because of that, there is no peace. And between the hearts
brothers
of the people.
And sisters.
Yes, brothers and sisters, family members.
Yes,
yes, oh, most of the family members now,
yes,
are not in a good relation with each other. And when you ask, for example, your sister, why you are not happy with our sister-in-law, No. I always invite her to my, you know, in Eid, I always invite her in my house. She never invited me. Never.
And I will never forget.
Yes, yeah. And people swear.
Yes.
You know? Heavy.
Yes.
Everything is very heavy.
I have one of my cousins, he swears to God that he will meet me on the Day of Judgment. Because I was not nice with his wife. I forgive that person many times. But the hearts of the people are not good. May Allah forgive all the Muslims. Forgive us and forgive them. Okay. The next, regarding to protect yourself from envy and evil eye, is giving charity, giving sadaqah. Mm-hmm. Okay? Giving for the sake of Allah. Giving money for the sake of Allah. This will help to cure envy and evil eye. As Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, cure your patient through giving sadaqah. Cure, this is a known hadith, cure your patients through giving sadaqah, which is charity or for the sake of Allah. The next way to protect yourself from envy and evil eye is to seek repentance with Allah from your sins. If you want Allah to protect you, okay, all the time ask Allah, repent to Allah from your sins. As Prophet Muhammad, as Allah the Almighty teaches us in Surah number 42, verse number 30. Surah number 42, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah number 42, verse number 30. وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُو عَنْ كَثِيرٍ.
Whatever misfortune happens to you is because of the things your hands have wrought. And for many of them, He grants forgiveness.
You see? So actually Allah is clarifying to us that whatever misfortune or trials befalls us, it is because of what our hands have earned. And Allah pardons much, you know? If
there is something that sometimes I would like to understand better, as when you something difficult happens,
yes,
it could be because of something that you had done in the past.
Yes.
But is there a way that sometimes it happens to you, but it's not a punishment?
Yes.
It's what is? Do you have something you can tell us about it, like? What happens when something bad happens? We always think it's because we have done something bad,
yes,
in the past.
Yes.
But it could be also that we are being tested. And
yes, trials are part of the test, mm-hmm, under any circumstances. Okay? Mm-hmm. Trials equals test. Okay, but Allah is clarifying, and this is the Quranic law, that whatever trials you have, it is because of our sins. Okay, why Allah is giving us trials? Because of our sins, so that Allah wants us to repent, and Allah wants us to stop doing a lot of sins, because Allah is saying that He pardons much. There are many, many other sins which Allah forgave for us. Okay, but if Allah will give us trials because of our sins, exactly, we will be living in trials day and night. Day and night. But Allah pardons much. But still we are sinners. And actually, Safiya, you know, if you try to evaluate your relation with Allah, we are all sinners. You know, believe me, every day at night before I sleep, you know, why, when I try to evaluate, you know, my deeds during the day, okay, because we have 5 prayers, obligatory, okay? The question is, are you sincere 100% in every prayer? Mostly not, okay? So this is a sin. Are you praying these prayers probably as we are supposed, focused? Mostly, no. Okay, regarding your responsibilities in life, are you fulfilling your responsibilities, for example, towards your parents? Are you checking about your parents? Are you ready to sacrifice for your parents? Are you treating your husband the way which Allah is commanding us to do? You know, there are a lot of things which we are doing every day. Number one, because we are weak, okay, and our faith is weak. And also because you know, nowadays, most of the people, they don't have time for the Quran. They don't have time, you know, for prayer. They don't have time. People are extremely busy with the worldly life. The more you are busy with the worldly life, the more your sincerity will be less with Allah. Because you can't have both at the same time.
Everything that happens that is bad due to what our hands have earned?
No. I will answer you. I know what you are looking for. Mm. You know, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he said, the prophets are the one to be actually having the worst trial, the most difficult trial. Then up to your belief, the more strong your belief is, the more hardship you will face. Okay? But those for the people whom Allah wants to raise the rank. Okay, so not to be in level 2 in the paradise, to be in level 6 in the paradise. Okay, but this is happening for the people whom they already get rid of all their sins. But not our, this is maybe for the people whom they were with Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessing with him, the early Muslims. But nowadays, no, Safiya, yeah, Allah knows the best, I don't know. But who is the one who is so sincere to Allah that whatever trials are happening in her life are for raising the rank? You cannot say it at all, Safiya. We are doing sins all the time. You know, we are sinners. You know, I always say this to myself. I like the Quran. I recite the Quran, alhamdulillah. I'm trying to be close to Allah. But still, you know, we can be better with Allah. Even in our belief with Allah. Okay? So, let us all the time ask Allah's repentance, and inshallah, Allah repents all the sins. The next way to protect yourself from envy and evil eye is trust in Allah. To have trust in Allah. This means that after obeying the commands of Allah and following the right path, okay, then put full trust in Allah. Okay? Because you believe that Allah is your protector. This means that don't have fear regarding those whom they have the evil eye. Okay? Just follow the commands of Allah, be mindful of Allah, believe in Allah's decree, and then put the trust in Allah and forget about envy and the people whom they have envy and the evil eye, and focus in your work and be sure that Allah will take care of you. We will recite now from Surah number 65, verse number 2 and 3. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن الرحمن الرحيم ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه إن الله بالغ أمره قد جعل الله لكل شيء قدرا. And whosoever fears Allah and keeps his duty to him, he will make a way for him to get out from every difficulty. And he will provide him from sources he never could imagine. And whosoever puts his trust in Allah, then Allah will suffice him. Allah will suffice him. So means that if you fear Allah and keep your duty to Allah, Allah will make for you an outlet from every disaster. This is number one. And if you put your trust in Allah, Allah will suffice you. This means that Allah will take care of you. Okay? So after obeying the commands of Allah, following the right path, just put the trust in Allah and forget about everything. Okay? Next way to be away from envy and evil eye is to avoid hatred and revenge. Okay? This is very important. Don't consume your time and your effort with hatred and revenge. Don't try to revenge from any person.
Hasbi Allah.
بالضبط. Yes. Don't have rich. Just said Allah said in Surah number 3, verse number 173, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah is sufficient for us and He is the best disposer of affairs. Allah is sufficient for us and He is the best disposer of affairs. Allah is sufficient for us. He is the best disposer of affairs. Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And now we will learn also about a very important way to protect yourself about envy and evil eyes, which is be close to Allah. Be close to Allah. There is no doubt that when a person is close to Allah, he is less likely to be affected by evil eye or other kinds of harm from the devils of mankind or jinn. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he used to seek refuge with Allah from himself and from the greatest means of seeking refuge with Allah. For himself, to seek refuge with Allah for himself, and the greatest means of seeking refuge with Allah is reading the Book of Allah. Okay, so recitation of the Holy Quran is a very important way of protection against envy and evil eye. Especially Surah Al-Falaq. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I will give you the number. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. These are known surahs. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 113 and 114. Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas. Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And actually today, inshaAllah, we will have the meaning of these two surahs so that inshaAllah we will learn how to protect ourselves against envy and evil eye as Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, was protecting himself. Okay? Do you want to read Surah Al-Falaq in Arabic?
Sure. Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد.
صدق الله العظيم. Okay, can you read it from the Holy
Quran? Yes. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Say, I seek refuge in the Lord of daybreak, from the evil of that which He created, and from the evil of darkness when it settles, and from the evil of the blower in knots, and from the evil of an envier when he envies.
Okay. So actually, let us first learn the meaning, okay, and then inshallah we can learn the Arabic. Inshallah. Now, regarding the significance of this is Surah Al-Falaq, okay? There is another surah, inshallah, which is Surah An-Nas. Okay, we can, you can read it in Arabic and English.
قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. Say, I seek refuge in the Lord of mankind, the Sovereign of mankind, the God of mankind, from the evil of the retreating whisperer, from whispers who whispers evil into the breast of mankind, from among the jinn and mankind.
So actually, regarding the significance of these two surahs regarding the protection from the envy and evil eye, actually these two surahs are called al-mu'awwidhatayn because of the word a'udhu. Okay, seek refuge. And mu'awwidhatayn is related to the word I seek refuge. Okay, and actually these two surahs were revealed to seek protection from the various types of evils. And actually they are the last two surahs in the Holy Quran. One of the scholars said the effectiveness of these two surahs is great to repel magic, evil eye, and the rest of the evils. And the need for a slave to seek Allah's protection from these two surahs is greater than his need for self eating, drinking, and wearing dress. So these two surahs are very important for every one of us. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri said, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he used to seek refuge with Allah from the jinn and from the evil eye until these two surahs were revealed. And when they were revealed, he started to recite them and not saying else. Regarding protection against envy and evil eye. There is another hadith narrated by Abdullah ibn al-Khabib, who said that we got out once on a rainy night and it was very dark, and we looked for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to pray for us, and then we found him and he said, did you pray? And I didn't say anything. Then the Prophet said again, did you pray? And I didn't say anything. And he repeated for the third time, and I said, no, I didn't pray. So Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessing be upon him, said, say, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ when you enter the evening and when you wake up in the morning three times, and it will protect you from everything. So when you wake up in the morning and before going to sleep, you must recite these two surahs three times and you will be protected. Also Aisha, the wife of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessing be upon him, she said, when the Prophet became sick, he would recite Surah Al-Falaq and Surah An-Nas, and then he will blow his breath over his body. When he became seriously ill, he used to recite these two surahs and rub his hands over his body for its blessings. Also, she said that when Prophet Muhammad went to bed every night, he used to cup his hands together and blow over it after reciting Surah Qul Huwallahu Ahad, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ and then rub his hands over whatever parts of his body he was able to rub, starting with his head, face and front of his body. He used to do that three times. Yes, so you see, sister, this is the importance of these two surahs regarding protection from the envy, evil eye, and all the evil. Okay, and what we actually, most of the people, they must practice the practice of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, is that he will cup his hands together and blow over it, okay, after reciting surah, this three surahs. So he will cup his hand and say, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Then he will say, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ وَمِنْ شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ. Then he will say, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. And then he will blow like this, okay? And then he will rub his hands over. He will start from his head and then his face, front of his body and back of his body, like this again to his head, okay? And he used to do that three times. You see, this is, yes, you must do it three times. When you do it three times before you sleep, inshallah, you will be protected by Allah. And also in the morning, when you wake up, okay, it is part of the remembrance of Allah, which you do in the morning, Azkar al-Sabah, okay, that you recite these two surahs three times, inshallah. So these are the surahs which are related after Fajr prayer. These are the surahs which are related to the protection. So let us now learn what is actually the translation of these two surahs. Okay, we will start, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, with Al-Falaq. Okay, the meaning of the word Al-Falaq. Al-Falaq means to split. To split. And this splitting refers to the break of dawn. Break of dawn, because it splits the night and darkness. Okay? So, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. Prophet Muhammad and all the mankind are instructed in the first verse to seek refuge in Allah of the daybreak. Okay? The Lord, seek refuge in Allah, the Lord of the daybreak. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. I seek refuge in Allah, the Lord of the daybreak. Okay? Why daybreak? Because daylight or dawn is a relief from the darkness of the night. It is during the night that most evil occurs. This includes the evil of mankind and the evil of the jinn. Studies show that most crimes occur at night. And the Prophet has encouraged us to bring our children inside when the sun begins to set. Okay, when the night falls, Prophet Muhammad said, when the night falls, keep your children indoors, for the devils are out at this time. Okay, so this is why we are saying we seek refuge, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the Lord of the daybreak. Okay, from what? From what we are seeking refuge? Okay, number one, from the evil of what he has created. Okay, from all kinds of evil. Okay, this is number one, from the evil which he has created. Number two, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And actually, let us know more about the evil which Allah has created. There are two types of evil that we are seeking refuge from. Number one, pain, loss and injury. Number two, sin. Okay, there are the two types of evil which you are seeking refuge with. And so this includes all types of evil, including the hellfire, shaitan, evil humans and evil jinn. Okay, so we are seeking refuge with Allah from all this evil. Okay, and Allah points out in this surah three specific evils. Okay, number one, من شر غاسق إذا وقب, from the evil of the dark night when it penetrates. Okay, this is من شر, verse number three means the evil of the dark night when it penetrates. Surah, verse number 3. Okay? Now we are seeking refuge from the evil that occurs at the night time. This includes the evil that is done by mankind and by the jinn. Okay? What is the meaning of the word ghasiq? Ghasiq means to become dark. Waqab means spreading of the darkness. Okay? So when the spreading of the darkness happen, this is the Maghrib time, at the time of Maghrib, we must seek refuge with Allah from the darkness when it penetrates. Okay? The darkness spreads when the night falls. And again, this is actually the time of the evil. Okay? Number two, we are seeking refuge with Allah from the evil of the blowers in knots. These are the, whom they are, those people, they are the witchcraft. Okay? Whom they blow in the knots. They make knots and then they blow in the knots. Okay? And actually when someone is believing that she is affected by envy, okay, there are people whom they believe that someone made for me a plot and they throw it in the sea. So the plot will never be open. So I will never be cured from that envy. Okay, but we must believe that Allah is the one who has the power, and when we keep on protecting ourselves from this, from the those whom, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, those whom they blow in the knots, that is to say the magicians and the witches, okay, inshallah Allah will protect us from the magicians and from the witches, okay, because the magicians, they use to tie knots and blow in them, okay, while reciting incantations.
Yeah.
Okay, so the message is that there are some magicians whom they use to tie knots and blow on them to cause harm for the people. We are seeking refuge with Allah from those witches and magicians. Okay. Number three, we are seeking refuge with Allah from the evil of the envious when he envies. Okay? So, we are seeking refuge in Allah the Almighty from all the evil which he created. And especially three kinds. Okay? Number one, spreading of the darkness. Number two, the magician and the witchcraft, and number three, from those whom they have envy. Okay, so this is Surah Al-Falaq, which is a protection from all kinds of evil. Okay, and because it is a protection from every kind of evil, we must recite it when we wake up in the morning and before we sleep at night. Now, inshallah, we will learn the meaning of Surah Al-Nas. Okay, Surah An-Nas, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, we will learn about the meaning of tafsir of Surah An-Nas, chapter of mankind. It is used for protection against the evil of shaitan and jinn. It was revealed to Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, at a time when a witch had put a spell on him, causing him difficulties. When you are having problems with your heart, conscience, or beliefs, recite this surah to defeat the shaitan and to clear your mind. Remember that no harm can come to you without the permission of Allah. He is the best of protectors. Now, verse number one, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, I seek refuge with the Lord of mankind. This surah is used in conjugation with Surah Al-Falaq for protection, both of them together. Actually, it started by saying, okay, this is a command to Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, and to all the Muslims to seek protection or refuge in Allah from the jinn, from Satan, from the trials and difficulties of this life. Okay? So say, I seek refuge with the Lord of mankind. Okay, what is the meaning of Lord of mankind? The Lord of mankind is the creator of mankind, the master of the mankind, the sustainer of the mankind. Okay? So in verse number one, Allah is prescribing himself as the Lord of mankind. And in verse two and three, the king of mankind, the God of mankind. Okay? These two verses complete the three attributes of Allah. They enhance the attribute of lordship mentioned in verse number one. Allah calls himself the Lord of the mankind, and he calls himself the King of the mankind and the God of the mankind. This is a unique position that can only belong to Allah. Okay, so what we are seeking refuge with Allah from, number one, from the evil of the whisperer who withdraws. The whisperer who withdraws. Who is the whisperer who withdraws when the name of Allah is mentioned? This is shaitan. Okay? This is none other than shaitan, the rejected. He is withdrawing when the name of Allah is mentioned. Okay? When you say, I seek refuge with Allah, he will withdraw immediately when the name of Allah is mentioned. So we seek refuge with Allah from the whisperer who withdraws when the name of Allah is mentioned. Okay? And when you forget Allah, shaitan will return and come and whisper to you again. When shaitan whispers to you, he is calling to you to forget about Allah and actually to do bad deeds. Okay? Every man actually was assigned their own personal devils. As Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, there is not a single one of you except that his companion, a devil, has been assigned to him.
And an angel.
Huh?
And an angel.
The company said, so the companion of the Prophet Muhammad said, what about you, O Messenger of Allah? He replied, yes. However, Allah has helped me against him and he has accepted Islam. Thus, he only commands me to do good. This is only for Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. We've mentioned also that devil with every one of us who is commanding us to do bad deeds, but inshallah, out of our belief in Allah, we will never listen to the shaitan. Then, verse number 5, Allah, we are seeking refuge with Allah from the cursed, the whisperer who whispers in the hearts of men. Okay, this is number 5, who whispers in the hearts of men. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The meaning is that your devil sits on your heart and whispers to evil. He puts evil thoughts and suggestions into your heart. Verse number 6, from amongst jinn and men. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, sister, is that the one who whispers the evil in your heart can be a human being. He can be the devil or a human being. While a person can't sit on your heart and whisper to you like your devil can, they can still give you evil advice and convince you to disobey Allah. That is one of the amazing things about this chapter. It is not a protection from the whispers of shaitan, but it's also a whisper. It is a protection from the evil suggestions of your fellow men. So when your so-called friend calls you to evil or disobedience, recite this chapter and seek refuge in Allah from them. Subhanallah. So all praise to Allah. Inshallah, next week we will continue to learn about how to protect ourselves from the shaitan. Inshallah, we will learn the meaning of Ayat al-Kursi, the best verse in the Holy Quran. And inshallah, we will learn other means to protect ourselves from the shaitan. And also we will learn about the treatment of envy and evil eye. And let us make the dua. Inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our hearts firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Make the best of our life our last moments. Make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Sister, this is a great